Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Give me just a minute to bring in our friends over on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff. Just getting all the tech set up. Give me just a moment and we will get started. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Friday morning, last Friday of the month. Of the quarter. First quarter is just about done. So there we go. Enter the studio. All right, all the tech's working. Cool. Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here, thrilled to be with Extraordinary You on this beautiful Friday morning. Thank you for joining me. This is the weekly 15-minute motivational call. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, great job for being here today. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day. Those of you out in social media land, if you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube, type into the chat. Let me know, are you watching live or are you here watching the replay? And my first tip I want to share with you this morning is the number one job of a leader is to stay encouraged. This is a quote from my pastor, Ray Johnston. The number one job of a leader is to stay encouraged. And what it tells me, it says, Eric, check in with yourself. Check in and notice right now, are you feeling encouraged? Are you feeling discouraged or somewhere in between? And there is duality in life. With up, there's down. With on, there's off. With success, there's struggle. And with encouragement, there is discouragement. And so if you're ever feeling discouraged, it's normal. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong. It's just, okay, that's what's showing up today. I'm feeling discouraged. What can I do to shift? What can I do to put myself in an encouraged place? And I want to share some encouragement with you because we have a very special day coming up on Monday, and Monday starts the second quarter. So today is the last Friday of the first quarter. Today is the last business day of the first quarter. Some of you are going to be working tomorrow as well. Easter is Sunday. And I want you to check in with yourself. How did the first quarter go? You know, for me, there were some really wonderful things that happened. And there were some challenges. I had some challenges this first quarter. The quarter started off December 30th. My wife broke her foot. And so she has been in a knee scooter the entire first quarter. And she had a surgery and so forth and all these doctor's appointments. And there was a lot of support that I provided my wife. And it kind of that became the priority, you know, taking care of my wife. And she's doing fine. I just share that with you that the Lofton family, we started off with a medical setback, and there was just some challenges this quarter. And I'm excited because Monday starts a brand new quarter. So if you went through some challenges this quarter, like I did, you can let it go. You can let it go. We're about to get a fresh start. Like yesterday was opening day in baseball. Everybody was 0-0, except there was a couple of games that happened over in, I think it was Japan. The Padres played the Dodgers. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. For the rest of baseball, yesterday was opening day, and everybody starts off 0-0. And your team, you could have optimism for your team. So Monday is the first day of the second quarter. It's also the first day of April, and it's also Monday. And it's also the day after Easter. Okay. So if there was ever a time for us to get a fresh start, it is Monday. So I want to encourage you to get your goals set. I'm a big quarter guy. So I'm with a small group of my students. I'm going to be doing a sprint for the second quarter. And what that means is this group of students and I, we're going to go all in on our goals. And if you're interested in learning about sprinting with me, you can send me an email or a text or a social media message like over Facebook or LinkedIn and say, hey, Eric, tell me about that sprint thing. But let's put that to the side. The bottom line is I will be working on my goals. So when Monday hits, ready to rock and roll and go out there and have an amazing second quarter of 2024. Let it go, meaning the past. Let it go, meaning discouragement. Let it go, meaning the challenges. You get what you focus on. Focus your energy on what you want to create, not what isn't working. And I want to now talk to you about this idea of the highest expression of yourself, the highest expression of yourself. And so we're all showing up all day, every day, a certain way, right? You could show up on a scale of 1 to 10. You could be operating at a 10. You could be operating at an 8. You could be operating at a 6. You could be operating at a 4. You could be operating at a 1. And who decides what level we show up? That's right, we do. You can be going, you know what, Eric, I'm going to check in with myself right now. I'm operating on Friday, March 29th today. I'm at a 5 right now. Let's just say that's where you're at. You can make a decision right now, and you could operate at a 6, 7, 8, 9, or a 10. You could literally go from a 5 to a 10, snap your fingers, and you could choose it. So we have a highest expression of ourselves. Most encouraged, most motivated, most positive. And I want you to know you can access that version of you at any moment. It's your choice. You can operate a low version of you. You can be kind of middle, in the middle of the road. You could go for those higher expressions of yourself. I choose to have a great Friday. I choose to give great effort today. I choose to take today through the finish line. My finish line is 4:30. So I will give good, greater, outstanding effort until 4:30 today. And that's a choice. And we all get that choice. And this isn't just positive thinking. It's how are you choosing to show up? Are you going through the motions or are you giving great effort? Are you going through the motions in your marriage? Are you going through the motions in your fitness? Are you going through the motions in your spiritual life? Are you going through the motions as a parent? Or are you giving great effort in multiple areas of your life? See, you can just choose it. And maybe today's the day to choose to step up. Maybe today's the day to choose to bring more energy. Maybe today's the day to choose to be more positive. Because that exists inside of you. And I had some struggles the first quarter. I had some setbacks. That's part of life. That's part of life. And then we get to decide how we're going to choose to respond. In our remaining time here, I want to talk a little bit about action. And action's an interesting thing because I believe action is a skill set. And I also believe, some people believe, well, I'm not taking action on fill in the blank. I'm not taking action on LinkedIn. I'm not taking action writing my book. I'm not taking action because I'm not ready yet. That's a reason that we get for not taking. I'm not ready, Eric. Or I'm not trained yet. I'm not doing this because I'm not ready or I'm not trained. Well, check it out. In most cases, you don't have to be ready to take action. When I got married, I've been married twice. I'm with my second wife. When I got married the first time, I was 22 years old. Was I ready? I wasn't ready. But I got married. In other words, I had the ability to take action even though I wasn't ready. When I became a dad, if you're like, Eric, are you really ready to be a dad? I think back when I was a dad, the first day I became a dad, I was like, that's learning on the job. So if you're telling yourself, I'm not ready to give that public speech, I'm not taking action because I'm not ready, I don't believe that. You are ready. And action doesn't require training. Let's use prospecting, an area of expertise of mine in sales training. So somebody will say, I'll say, well, are you doing your prospecting? Go, well, no. Go, okay, well, why not? I don't know what to say. Or I'm not trained. I go, okay, let's play a game. Here's the game. You're allowed in this game to reach out to 10 or more people between now and when you go to bed tonight. And you're going to prospect these people if you choose to. You don't have to, but you're going to prospect them with a text, an email, a direct message on social media, a phone call, or you're going to go literally knock their door. And you're going to prospect them for your business. And everybody you prospect today, I'm going to give you $1,000 up to 10. So if you prospect 10 people, I'm going to give you 10 grand. If you prospect five, I'm going to give you 5,000. If you prospect 100, the max is 10,000. Okay, so that's the game. Everybody you prospect, you get $1,000 up to 10. How many would you prospect? Would you be like, well, I don't know what to say? No. Would you be like, well, I'm not ready yet? You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say, Eric, I can't because I'm afraid. You wouldn't say that. And you also wouldn't only do five. You wouldn't quit at five. Oh, I'm satisfied with 5 grand. You wouldn't quit at five. You would get all $10,000. Every one of you would do that. And if you wouldn't do it, you don't want the 10 grand. And that maybe that's true. Maybe you're like so financially wealthy, you don't need the 10 grand. Nothing wrong with that either. But most of you would do it. I would do it. The exact same person that said, I don't know what to do, would all of a sudden figure it out. I've been studying action and taking action. We've all been taking action from the moment we were born. But I've been leaning into action as a skill set for a couple decades now. And here's what I've learned. You're capable of way more than what you're doing. You're capable of taking way more action. And if you tell yourself, I'm not ready, then you probably won't take action. If you tell yourself, I'm not trained, you probably won't take action. So I would invite you to just remove those statements from your vocabulary. Don't say I'm not trained, say I'll figure it out. Don't say I'm not ready, say I've been preparing for this moment my whole life. Listen to what I just told you. Instead of saying, I don't feel I'm ready yet, say I've been preparing for this moment my whole life. I'm not trained becomes I have everything that I need in order to take massive action now. You have greatness inside of you. I want you to know I believe in you. Thank you for joining me here this morning. For those of you on Zoom, we had the powerful three, Dave, Kevin, and Neil. Thank you for being here. Had you guys not shown up, I would have been talking to the air. So thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day today, guys. Talk to you later.